Welcome to the show, Gwen Zimmer.
Hi, it's exciting to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Gwen, if you can explain to our listeners exactly what it is that you've got going on over at Woodstone Farms Holland Lop Rabbitry.
Well, my daughter and I are working with a herd of Holland Lop rabbits. We have about 30 cages, so we have anywhere between 25 and 35 rabbits at any given time. And we breed them and raise them to show for recognized rabbit association shows as well as 4-H.
Okay. And how long has this been going on?
I started with a different breed 3 years ago, and then so that was a standard Rex breed, and we found out that was kind of a rabbit that was too big for my daughter to show very well.
Uh-huh.
We tried Netherland Dwarfs, and then my daughter fell in love with Holland Lop. So it's been about a year and a half that we've really been involved in Holland Lop.
And how old is your daughter?
11.
Okay. And tell us, kind of before and after the getting involved in rabbits, how has the relationship between you and your daughter been, the same or different?
There's a lot of things we enjoy about it. It's different in that it really gives us an outlet of something that we do together, whereas a lot of things she wants to be involved in with sports is something I go and watch.
Uh-huh.
With the rabbits, I kind of direct the management of the rabbit barn, per se. She helps decide which colors and which rabbits she would like to keep, and then I do more of the intense thinking about what genetics and which rabbits would be better for the goals that we have with the rabbitry.
And she probably picks up on a little bit of the genetics associated with that. She starts learning. She just can't start putting them together and expect the result.
Right. Then we'll get rabbits in colors that aren't showable and therefore have less of a purpose at our house.
Sure.
When it comes to showing these rabbits, Gwen, what is it that the judges are typically looking for? And for any of our listeners who really aren't familiar with your types of rabbit, the Holland Lop, can you describe what types of rabbits they are?
A Holland Lop is a rabbit that at the maximum can weigh 4 pounds, so it's a small rabbit. There's actually another breed called the Mini Lop that is up to 6 pounds, and that confuses people because the Holland Lop is smaller than the Mini Lop.
Yeah.
It's known for a very puppy dog-like personality, which makes it nice for us to deal with.
Uh-huh.
And when you go to a show, the judge is looking for, just like at a dog show, there is a standard that says what that breed is supposed to look like. And the judges are looking for the rabbits that meet that standard to the best ability.
And what does what general color varieties or shapes, what would I, if I was coming to a show and I wanted to see a Holland Lop, what would I expect to see and what would I not in way of colors?
There's many colors that are allowed in Holland Lops. When they're judged, they're divided into two groups, brokens and solids.
Okay.
What you would expect to see is a small, compact, kind of a cobby-bodied rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Kind of thick and round looking.
Yep.
You wouldn't want to see a long, leggy looking rabbit with a narrow head. You wouldn't see that at a regular rabbit show. In the pet, and you know, as a pet for someone, sure, but probably not at a sanctioned rabbit show.
Sure. Yeah, I think all the Holland Lops that I've seen, they always have that rounded face, and
Yeah. You
know, obviously the dropped ears and the rounded face gives them that adorable appearance for sure.
Well, Gwen, my question for you, I'm assuming they came from Holland, the country, not Holland, Michigan. Am I correct with that assumption?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the orientation? Why did they come over here? Can you explain the evolution of the breed?
I can't explain it in a lot of detail. I do know that rabbits in general came over here on ships because of the meat capabilities of a small animal like that that they could keep alive on ships. The Holland Lop in general, I can't answer that specifically on how it was brought about in this country.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
I got some notes in front of me. Evidently, like 1976, which sounds about right, it was brought over to the United States. I'm not even sure the exact details, but
interesting.
I can remember when they came up on the marketplace, and it was kind of like the new exciting thing back, because I've been in the pet business since like well, since I was 5 years old and I'm not a young guy, so I remember the time when there were no Holland Lops, at least here in the United States. I don't know how old the breed is from overseas, but...
Right.
Interesting. And Gwen, can I ask you the question? How do you get the exercise for all of these rabbits that you have? Because it sounds like that would be one heck of a challenge for you.
The exercise, meaning how do the rabbits get exercise?
Yeah, not you. You probably get all the exercise that you need.
I would imagine you do get plenty.
A rabbit in itself doesn't need a whole lot of exercise. If you're giving them the size cage that is adequate for that, for the size that you have, they get out and they get brushed and things, but the cage itself or coming into the house and just hopping around, they don't necessarily need a lot of exercise per se.
Okay. But as far as you guys, at least you give them enough cage space to kind of let them interact and move around in the house. And what temperature are they kept at your house? I mean, are they outside or the inside?
The rabbit barn per se is a garage.
Okay.
Not heated.
Not heated.
Because there's 30 rabbits in there. The water never freezes.
Right.
Rabbits actually do a lot better in cold than they do in heat.
Okay.
As long as they're protected from the wind, rabbits can live in very cold temperatures.
Right.
No problem.
Right. I know we've had shows on cats, and it's kind of like, oh, my cat, I'm worried about him. He should be inside, shouldn't he? And realistically, they can be outside just as easily as they can be inside.
Yes. As long as they're, you know, they have adequate housing. And because they're in a garage, it's a big area. Area with a lot of ventilation.
Sure.
I would say it's just over freezing in there in the dead of winter when it's really cold here in Michigan.
Okay.
Gwen, in your opinion, what makes a rabbit the ideal pet as opposed to other animals that you could have gotten involved with?
I like rabbits because of the fact that they can live indoors or outside. When we've had rabbits as pets before we got into showing them, our rabbits would live inside from late fall until spring, and then they could move outside for spring and summer as long as they were kept cool enough. And that was very appealing to us because it kind of gave us a renewed interest. You know, when they would go outside in the summer, then we'd let them loose in the yard. When they were inside in the winter, it was fun because they hadn't been inside all winter. I like rabbits because they're small. They come in really cool colors.
And you had mentioned that you really enjoy the genetic parts of it, you know, just intellectual challenge of trying to make sure everything runs smoothly.
Right. That's my big draw. You know, the other animals out there, you know, we tried breeding a dog and then I decided that, you know, it takes longer and there's a lot more that goes into owning a dog. So anyway, it's just a small breed that's easy to work with for many people. It's really nice to be able to be involved with kids. I can sell the babies that I'm not keeping to 4-H kids or just to local families that want a nice pet.
Sure.
I like talking to people about how to have pets. I've done it my whole life with stray cats or stray dogs or rabbits or whatever.
And we're kind of on a campaign. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a handheld computer or, you know, iPod or whatnot for a kid, but let's also let them connect with nature, and that's exactly what they can do in this situation.
Definitely. And my daughter gets up every morning, and she cleans the whole rabbit barn before school every day.
Oh, my God.
So that's also a benefit for me because I don't have all that extra work. I do some of the bigger jobs, but she does all the feeding and cleaning in the morning.
Growing a responsible child.
Yeah,
wow.
And it gives her a schedule, and she gets to see.
And she wants to do it.
Yeah, she definitely wants to.
Yeah, there you go.
Fascinating. We've been talking this morning with Gwen Zimmer from Woodstone Farms, Holland Lop Rabbitry in Ithaca, Michigan. Gwen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue our conversation about rabbits and guinea pigs, and the next section was Sean Murphy from Pruce Pets right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.